Great morning, great morning, great morning. Welcome to News of My Fiance, Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Guys, I hope you guys are bundled up. I hope you're warm. I hope you have the best North Face and Columbia and Patagonia apparel, outerwear. You know, I hope you're good. I hope you're good because I'm a Chilly Billy this morning. It is cold outside.
Chilly Billy.
Oh, yeah. Chillium Billium. It's cold. And it's interesting because, you know, you live in the Pacific Northwest long enough, you know to layer up. You know to layer up, right? Mm. But usually you're not closing the layers. You're just layering up. You know, you got your shirt, you got your hoodie. And then you got your vest on top of that. And then maybe you got, you know, your jacket on top of your hoodie instead of your vest.
And you're saying all of this is open?
Most of the time.
Oh, okay.
You can do that.
Oh, yes.
But not this morning.
It's also raining.
It's raining. I felt like an unprepared middle schooler. Just out there holding my backpack and gripping the front part of my jacket. And I could have just buttoned it before I stepped outside. That's but, you know, we were running to catch the bus, and then your jacket's open, and you just, you know, and then somehow a drop of water gets on your neck, and you just, you know, freezes you to the core. Yeah. I got triggered. I got traumatized.
You did. You just talked yourself right into a memory. A
youthful flashback. You saw it?
I really thought you were going right into what happened to you this morning, but...
Well, I was
going
to lead into that. This is all my precursor to the attack. So then, here I am, minding my business, preparing, you know, the studio to deliver radio excellence to you this morning. Mm. And out of nowhere, Morgan Jones, whilst I was unawares, crept up behind me and placed a cold digit against my open neck. Unprotected open neck skin. And it froze me. It froze me. Sent chills through my entire body. But I'm still here. I'm still standing.
You made it.
I made it. But understand, you know, unlike, you know, pretending to get shot in the ear, mine was a real attempt.
Oh, okay. Wait. All right.
It went down to here, you guys. I'm lucky to, you know, lucky to still be with you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I should be curled up in a corner somewhere shivering, but, you know, we must see the news.
You did respond as if I had hit you with the paddles, you know?
Yeah. Like you. Full body shock. Quivering. Yeah. Yeah.
If anybody cares, he was giving a lot of lip, you know? Wow. There was a lot of lip happening, especially for the early morning. And I drove today. And I got a migraine, you know?
So that means you get to hit me with the bop gun, with the ice gun?
Well, I don't want to, you know, sound like...
Uh-huh.
Look what you made me do.
Wow, a little too late for that.
But I think there are consequences to action.
Oh, wow.
You know? And,
wow. Michelle, I really need you to start on my side this morning. I haven't read it yet. Clearly, we are all survivors here. Yes, Michelle, thank you. Yes, we are all survivors here.
Is what I think she might mean.
Yeah, yeah. Survivors of the cold and your attack.
No. Yeah. Well, Michelle can mark herself safe from my attack.
Correct.
We'll wait for the rest of the show to see if you are able, you know, to mark yourself safe.
Oh, my gosh. That's one of my favorite things. On Monday nights when Lily's in the chat and she marks herself safe. That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's always a good one. Yeah. This text says, happy morning. I definitely won't be riding my bike to the community center this morning. Nah, fam. Have a wonderful solstice and happy holidays ahead.
Thank you.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
Solstice is coming.
You should know this. Don't you have a coven or something? Don't you guys track all that stuff? track the movements of the stars and doors and gates opening and closing and, you know. Don't you get, you got, come on, you should know this. Something as simple, solstice.
What in my voice made it sound like I didn't know it was coming?
Oh, I guess it was the face you made. I'm apologize.
It was a statement.
You know what?
And then you interrupted me before I could say why solstice was important, which no one will hear now.
I will take this moment again to apologize, because what I don't want is another icy surprise to my neck. So, well,
my hands are warm now, so I guess you're safe.
Spellcaster. Fine.
New username unlocked.
Let's take it back a year. Witch! Oh my God. You guys, this is our, there's only today and then Monday, and then we're done for the year. That's so wild. The year went, it was a very quick and very long year. This is like a 3-year year.
They've all been at least 3 years since 2015.
Yeah.
Do y'all agree? Each year is near a decade somehow.
I will say the last year of Biden's term felt like 4 months. I feel like that went really quick. Because of the election. It's like, what was he doing? You know what I'm saying? Once that year, once the campaigning starts, it's like, and then we're in November and bam, new people.
Done.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a rough one.
Speaking of rough ones.
Yeah.
Vanity Fair was able to capture some incredible Klan portraits.
Oh.
Directly from our current White House administration. You were able to see this, correct?
I haven't. You heard they hired Ta-Nehisi Coates.
To do what?
He's an editor.
At Vanity Fair?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was listening the White House? Not tracking where you were going. In my bed.
Yeah.
Lucky Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pretend to know a whole bunch about the photographer who did these absolutely impeccable portraits. I'm also not going to pretend like I know a whole bunch about the difference in different styles of photography. I definitely have much interest in photography, but I don't pretend to know a whole bunch about journalistic photography versus entertainment, celebrity photography, right? But I will say that I understand the difference between an assignment being show us who these people are and assignment being give us the most creative direction from this artist you could, you know? And there's a lot of pushback on the photos because... you know, for Carolyn Leavitt, you can see her lip injection sites. She's a 28-year-old woman who is aging like a banana. And what's happening?
I'm looking at these photos, and Vanity Fair played a cruel trick on everybody.
Vanity Fair understood their assignment.
Yeah.
And their assignment was to... capture photos of soulless ghouls.
Yeah.
And they nailed it.
Yeah. There was like, you know, evil hasn't successfully been captured on film. We're going to make an attempt.
And I mean,
boy, did they nail it. Stephen Miller's joint is like, what? Have you seen it?
Oh, yes. wow. That slithering little snake who... happens to somehow in these, you know, look exactly like Joseph Goebbels, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Wowzers.
Quite the architect of the Holocaust. So,
yeah.
I think Stephen Miller, the slithering snake, would absolutely take that as the highest praise. And, you know, good for him. But this is interesting to me. So where I find interesting is these photos are masterpieces to many. And internet bullying to others. And the way that the white folks have closed ranks around, you know, Carolyn Leavitt and upholding the European beauty standards while also saying, we really need to be mindful of keeping our eye on the thing that's important, you know?
What's that?
Yes, this is a person who is vile and awful, but also a person.
Oh.
And a woman. Oh. And it's hard enough in this world, you know, to be a woman before the internet or whatever starts making fun of your looks. And I want to welcome you to America.
That's it.
There are people right now, right this second, posting something about Michelle Obama being a man.
Period. With an American flag in their avatar.
Carolyn Leavitt helped get her former sister-in-law deported.
They released her.
Her nephew's mother. Her godson's mother. Get her out of here so that, you know, we can really give him the good life that he's supposed to get, I guess.
Bruh.
Why are we showing her mercy? This is absolutely a woman who would be at a lynching. Like, can I get some more iced tea?
Yeah, for sure. For effing sure.
All of a sudden, to have the clutch the pearls for how dare you call this woman ugly. When, if we're really keeping our eye on it, this is the mouthpiece for fascism. Do you really think there's something nice to say?
At a very base level, she's a bully. She's a bully. And when people bring ridiculous things like this to the table, we got to just start responding. And not responding. And I don't mean like, don't say nothing, but like, let's wrap it up. Oh, you guys should consider. No. No. Mm-hmm. You got to consider. No. No. Where are all these voices telling her to consider anything that she's doing? Where is all this concern? And now all of a sudden, in a situation where the remainder of whatever feeling she has might get hurt, we have to write. No. No, no. Whatever you want to say on her behalf, to her benefit, might get shut off. The answer is no. We block you. We delete the comment. No, no, no. Stop asking us to be nice to mean people. No, no, no.
If I can jump in, Michelle said, just love the Darvo of it all. There has never been an administration that weaponized a white beauty standard more than this one. And the white women are actively participating as usual.
Right.
Absolutely. If anybody is wondering what Darvo means, it's deny, attack, and reverse victim.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't remember what the O is. I'll come
Could
to it.
Could be O.
It's probably not that, but no. But you know,
I am okay. I'm quite learned, so
1000%.
When in doubt, lean my direct. Okay.
Oh,
you got the O. All right. But yeah, get out of here. Don't be mad at us. Be mad at Vanity Fair. Get out of here. No, no.
Devin, no. Somebody said. Vanity Fair will not be let into the White House. Nah. Won't see the inside of the White House until 2029.
Facts.
But that this is worth it.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know if this is truly question of the day worthy, but maybe. Do you, like, you know, like, did they go too far?
I like your actual question of the day.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll leave it there then.
Yeah. But no, they didn't.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. The O is offender.
Offender.
Right. Thank you.
Right, as I stated.
Yeah, as offender is exactly the same as O.
Fender.
That's not what you said.
The tape will reveal.
That you didn't say it. And I can't wait for Kyle to do something with exactly all of this, because if we should start our 2025 recap show, actually, with exactly this. You doing a lie in front of everybody and expecting everyone to go along with the lie.
Oh, Morgan.
Oh.
Here we are again.
Silly woman.
Yeah, you know.
I can't. Yeah. Tell me more, Chili Billy. Tell me how silly I am.
Oh, silly, silly Morgan. You know, solstice and all.
It's got me all
sketch your mind, scrambled. You know. Yeah, you got the brain scrambling.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what's happening. Just,
ooh, man, you got to calm it down, lady. Who's that talking? You or your lady parts?
That one actually got me. I was not prepared for that. Not seeing that one coming.
Oh, man.
Okay, before we talk about Nick Reiner and what little update there is to that,
yeah,
I'll throw out the question of the day.
Okay.
And the real question of the day is, what's your album or movie of the year?
I think we're going to get some really good answers to this. And I also think I'm going to be able to build a list off of this and be like, ooh, I need to check that out. Ooh. I'm admitting to watch that.
The question of the day is not meant to be a data farm, but if you would, you know, be able to use it as a resource.
Yeah.
I think that people will be glad to help.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Both.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. As we're pivoting, I did want to mention that Warner Brothers will not be accepting the deal from Paramount. They have told their investors and board that, no, we're not doing this.
No Skydance?
No Skydance Paramount thing happening. While at the same time, coincidentally, Jared Kushner's group, the Affinity Group, pulled out of the deal.
As well?
As well. Yes.
Okay.
And apparently, another thing that was kind of like in the weeds here, in order for the deal to happen at the price that they set, it was going to involve a personal investment from one Larry Ellison. So it wasn't even like Paramount was 100% in the position to do it on their own. So Ellison was going to throw in, you know, a little bit of sweetener in there.
Kicking a B-nut?
Yep. Kicking a couple of B-nuts.
Yeah.
And
he got them laying around.
He definitely does.
Yeah.
And Warner's like, no, we're not going to do is that. We're going to head back and finish our deal with Netflix. That's how we're moving forward. So sorry to Kushner. Yay to me.
So who is injecting all of the cash into Netflix? Because they're also about to start broadcasting podcasts. And I'm interested. Well,
that was, yeah, I totally forgot about that. I was like,
you told me this.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, like, thank you for bringing that up. I totally forgot about that. Netflix is now broadcasting podcasts. And I'm curious to see.
It's about to start.
Yeah. I'm curious to see who all is on that list besides the two shows that we saw.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club and Joe and Jada.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. Man.
I think, you know, the media landscape is shifting, has been shifting, but it's interesting that podcasting, it sort of feels like for as far along in the, you know, industry or genre, I don't know, that we are, how many new celebrity amateurs there are.
right.
And some of them just get really huge deals immediately, and then you have to listen to their really bad opinions. One of them, you know, Fat Joe, he's awful. Mm-hmm. Don't. It's rough. Jada, why'd you do that? I still got questions. I don't understand how we got into this. You know, I feel like it's a contract that someone needs to get Jada out of, because it's a real waste of a show to have all of these people who have incredible stories and they never tell them. This is my gripe with the celebrity podcasting sphere. Like, what's his name? Sean, I think, from Boys to Men has a podcast. One. And there are incredible stories about background stories about songs, about who was in the studio, you know, like who helped write that. Really rich storytelling. And then you get a song, you know, like they... But then you got like a Joe and Jada, and there's like, you have at least 25 years of incredible stories to be telling. It can be just your story. It could be industry stories. It could be Diddy stories. It could be.
Yeah.
It, like, and there, give me episodes about features. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What? There's so much.
Yeah, that's why shows need producers, man. Seriously.
Well, they have producers.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I should have said good producers that plot the season out for you. So it's not just who's available this week to sit down and talk to us. Because you're right. Just between the two of them, there are so many stories.
And so like if they didn't have a guest every time, there would be plenty to talk about. And when you have a guest, you kind of let the guest tell their stories.
Right. We talked about this before in the way that because both of them are on the same side of the industry, it's hard for them to imagine what consumers would really be interested in.
Yeah.
Because like things. Yeah. I forgot what it was. Some of who was on there and they were like, yeah. So then I was doing something with Kanye and da 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 da.
It was Wale.
It was Wale. Okay.
I'm still upset about it.
Right. And it was like, okay, ask more about that. But they're like, yeah, you know how he is.
Anyway.
I was like, yeah, that's his thing. He does that.
I'm in Paris writing for Kanye West.
What?
Go on. Is it?
I need more of that.
Where is Z-Way to say more?
Right.
Keep going.
So it looks as though we got the Netflix deals that have just been, I don't know if they've been confirmed or in the process of happening. Barstool Sports. Spotify, The Ringer, and iHeartMedia are the three hubs right now, the three major hubs that are moving some of their podcasts over to Netflix. When I initially did the search, it was funny. The results I got were the existing Netflix podcasts. And it was like, what do you mean Netflix podcasts? And it was like, I started thinking about it, like a lot of these streaming services are already doing podcasts. I just forget about them because I never watch them. Right?
I don't know that they do podcasts.
Stranger Things podcast, The Crown podcast.
Oh, you mean for shows.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Well, exactly. And we never watch this stuff. But yeah, a lot of these shows have podcasts on their streaming services. Absolutely. Welcome to Derry podcast, Game of Thrones.
That's HBO. It's a little different.
Yeah, it's true. Podcasts. And it's like, oh, yeah, but I've never...
That's the home box office. Home nobody box knew office. What HBO
That's true. I've never, ever was like, ooh, and I'll watch the podcast from the show. It's like the shows that we went to podcast from, we didn't get them. And then the shows that I don't necessarily need a podcast from, there's so many of them. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a new space, while at the same time, it's not a new space. But I'm interested to see how this plays out. For sure.
Also, I want to know what the measure of success is for a streaming site. Mm-hmm. They don't tell us their numbers. They don't tell us, you know, what are ratings for a streaming site where you're, you know, playing stuff that isn't brand new or people can stream an entire season, you know, binge an entire season. Like, what's their symmetric?
Yeah, and what's exclusivity look like?
What's a watch? Like, is it like YouTube where as soon as it starts rolling and you haven't, it's just in your feed, you haven't pressed play.
It's a watch.
It's a watch. which as a creator, I do not want that. That's a fake watch to me. If somebody scrolls past, I don't want, that's not, I don't make me feel, don't, no
don't boost
second
you,
grade
or juke your stats.
Participation trophies over here, man. Exactly. Don't juke my stats.
Yeah.
I want to know exactly what it actually is.
Yeah.
If there's 13 people, I'd rather know it's 13 people. Don't tell me it's
35.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Somebody just scrolled, laid eyes on it and kept scrolling. That don't count.
Don't count.
Yeah.
So the question of the day for everybody is, what's your album or movie of the year? You can also give both if you have both.
Yeah.
I happen to be struggling big time with the idea of album of the year because for as many bad albums that have come out and there's lots of folks putting out trash, there have been incredible albums this year too.
This year has been ridiculous. There's a top 10 list that I could put together of great albums, and it's not even like I'm talking about great albums, no skips, that came out this year.
Yeah,
like straight really good albums. This has been an amazing year. It really has, especially for hip-hop.
So definitely interested in all of y'all's. I kind of don't even remember all of the movies that I've seen this year that are this year movies.
Uh-huh.
So I've got to do a little more sitting with that. And I know that we'll talk more about this on Monday, but.
Yeah, it's a good question to take into Monday.
I'll give you what, I don't have a favorite album yet because I can't narrow all the way.
You've got till Monday to narrow it down. There's your deadline.
Well, okay.
That's right. Got to create some parameters around here.
Do you want to know what my three contenders are right
Heck
now?
Yeah.
GNX, Kendrick Lamar.
Hello. That was this year, right? Yeah.
Let God Sort Them Out, the clips.
Well, no squeeze there.
And Everything's a Lot by Wale.
Wow. That is tough. How are you going to pull a... Oh, I think I know which direction you'd lean. I think I know. But it's tough, man. Wow. GNX was huge.
I'll tell you this. I've had some really sad days, right? And quick aside, crying is stupid a lot, okay?
Did you say crying is stupid a lot?
I did. Sometimes my words get in different order.
Okay.
Crying a lot is stupid sometimes.
That was great.
Crying does feel amazing a lot of times. Like it's a release. Mm-hmm. I have become a person that will wake up and cry and have no idea why I'm crying.
Bad dream.
That you can't remember if that's the case. Right. Or the stress of the thing I was thinking about at 4 a.m. I don't know. Like, this week, I know why I've been crying. It's been a very emotionally trying week.
Mm-hmm.
I have probably not cried so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a freaking break, right? Like, something's got to give. I'm crying through all of my things that can usually distract me.
Mm-hmm.
Put on GNX.
Uh-oh.
Whole attitude shifted.
Whoa.
And I will say, I tried to put on Everything is a Lot, and I felt too much like that.
Yeah.
So the tears just kept coming.
Wait a minute.
I was identifying too much.
You were already crying, and you put on Everything is a Lot.
Thinking about it.
No, for anyone that hasn't heard the album, just the title alone, Everything is a Lot.
I mean,
you're literally in a moment where everything is a lot. You're like, yeah, everything
is a lot.
Tell
me more.
Tell me more. Wow.
Yeah. It didn't help.
So then you put on GNX.
Started gangbanging, you know?
Immediately.
And that is how you solve
both problems. Oh.
Oh, wait.
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And then Nahalem Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Man said, and that's how you solve racism. I gotta tell you, didn't see it coming.
Big contender for album of the year. Okay. You know?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I will also say a great life hack, especially if you are upset with your parents and they're older, they probably can't hear you. Mm-hmm. So I was just rapping around their house, gangbanging. They had no idea.
Getting the rap on.
Selling drugs.
Wow.
Making fun of Drake.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Loudly.
That album really did. I'm so excited to talk about this on Monday. That album really did usher.
So you want to talk about
Usher?
Finding your words, or
yeah.
What'd you say? I had the brain scramblies earlier?
Yeah. You passed some of it off to me.
Oh, it's contagious.
It's your female pheromones. Okay. See, it's happening again.
I am a female.
Trying to sabotage me. But that album really ushered in a year of what the backpackers have been complaining about and what the old heads have been complaining about was missing from the culture and from music. It really set the tone where, listen, you really need to be saying stuff on your projects. And you know what? And it's okay if you aren't, but just know that we're not going to be spending a lot of time with you this year.
Yeah. We're not going to be. No one's breaking down or giving a think piece to someone who didn't give a think piece to the writing of their own.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We're in think piece mode. If there's nothing to dissect, might not get a second or third listen.
I mean, in all honesty, that the Drake Kendrick beef actually changed the landscape in a lot of ways, certainly the understanding from the younger or unaware audience of what lyrical ability means versus like making a song.
Yeah.
And the amount of deep diving people were trying to do and understand what Kendrick was saying and where he was coming from with all of these different things. And, you know, as a fan of all of this, I definitely was like, hey guys, there's a whole bunch of Kendrick songs that say all of this. A
whole bunch of deep stuff. Yeah. Back there.
Way behind you. But it says all of this. Yeah. Everything he has said is in there.
Yeah.
You just got to listen to it.
That's a very interesting and I think important thing to analyze. The media's impact on the music and on the artist and on the culture as a whole. I think before, the thing I could most liken this to is like, when magazines were a thing, when music magazines and hip hop magazines were a thing, and that was something you'd look for reviews, who got 5 mics, who would this interview say that, like, and it really shaped the culture and what we were all talking about. It brought us all into the conversation in a way that the artists were constantly in conversation with us through the media and through the way we were analyzing, I would say analysizing.
That's the
way we were analyzing their work. So now that these YouTube essays and these YouTube music reviewers, there are so many different ways for people to engage with albums. There's the first listen videos. There's I'm listening to with my elder videos. Right. there's just the full breakdowns.
There's the one of my favorite one of these is seeing that the Drake and Kendrick thing brought to my attention was metalheads reacting to hearing Kendrick songs or whatever for the first time.
Right.
Those reactions are so much fun. I have not been a fan of the, like, I just didn't really understand that.
Metal at all?
No.
Oh.
Reacting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Culture. Screw, I'm going to say.
Brought you in. No,
sort of. I mean, okay. But he's the first one I followed. But I would say it definitely was from the Drake and Kendrick beef and seeing how other people were reacting to this.
Yeah.
I did not fully understand. What I thought reacting was like, you know, and it, like a reel will be just a person, it's a stitch or something, and it's like they're just silently laughing at the thing that's happening.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, this is not content to me. I don't think that's funny or whatever. Right. Like, it's not engaging to me. So that's honestly what I thought that was. And Lily would tell me all the time, like, you need to be reacting to things. Like, you immediately.
Yeah, no one wants to put a camera on me and watch me laugh and smirk at stuff.
Literally. That was my response. Like, nobody wants to watch me laugh at stuff. That's silly. This is a different deal.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All of that said, there are, like, so the screw face that I follow, there's the ability to break down the things that other people don't already readily know.
Yeah.
That is common knowledge to a certain
sect of a hip hop
fan. Maybe you need to be a certain age. Maybe you don't, you know, but if you are of a certain age, there's going to be some knowledge there that's just sort of there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's good to have those interjections because holy moly donuts. And I'm sure that this is exactly what it felt like when my parents, when I was young and my parents were like, that's from the 70s, Morgan. That's from the, you know, like today I saw a thing that was like, just so we're clear, unk does not mean uncool and y'all aren't going to reshape that.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind thinking about that, like, unk having a completely different meaning. Mm-hmm. But if you are a young person and that's the only way, you know what I mean? That's how you know it is used in all of those things. You need some of these reactors to be like, that's not what that means.
That's not what that means.
I guess the reactors are giving a little education.
Yeah.
That's going for.
Yeah. So.
Long road.
But. Yeah, I think definitely coming off of that back and forth, that battle, it gave artists a lot to think about with the amount of intention and effort they put into projects. Because is your album really good? Are these songs really good if we can't do a breakdown? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the new, like I was saying before, that's like the new album review. That's the new imprint magazine review. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like if, okay, Clips drops, and now people want to dissect every part of it. You know, whatever album comes out, it needs to be dissected. Now that you have these type of ears and eyes picking through your project, mm-hmm. if there's nothing there, then there's nothing there. Then there's no content around your project. There's nothing to click on. There's no virality because you didn't have any bars for us to discuss. Like, that battle really changed the landscape. Really did.
It's been interesting to see how people respond, like major Drake fans or those who are championing him to, you know, win? There's a lot of chatter about how, like, oh, well, music's not as fun now, or like, we need the party back, and
yeah.
you know, and I don't know how else to say this. Drake has not stopped making music. Drake has continued to make music the entire time.
Yeah, you guys.
He dropped an entire 100 gigabyte situation that had BTS of everything, songs, all sorts of stuff.
It's a Drake overload.
And what happened? Those reactors were like, I'm not parsing through this.
Nope.
This is stupid. Why would you 100 gigs? This is dumb.
I'm not touching it.
No one talks about it.
No one.
In any other instance, if you got 100 gigs of anything from one of your favorite artists, you would be losing.
Drop 100 gigs. I'm out of here.
Not going to see you for a while.
Sorry, you guys. I got some downloading to do. Deuces.
What? An immediate review of what the project or what is in this thing. Folks didn't care.
Mm-mm.
I wonder if maybe we should, A, take a music break.
Definitely.
B, we never said what we were talking about today.
Gotta do that.
So, whoops. Last show of the year for us, and clearly we forgot everything.
Last News of my fiance, Thursday morning of the year. Wowzers.
And that means of the year, of not the like year. We're not coming back.
Yeah, you guys of the year.
As far as I know, we get to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Chase. We're right back in here. 2026. Chase knocking it out the park. That's what we're doing.
We are going to talk about the PSEF is working. So, of course, somebody want to shut it down. Waldport hotel owner agrees not to house ICE. Those ICE agents were creating quite the community uproar. And
everybody wants y'all around, bro.
Happy to hear that. And in national news, Marcy Penn and Hanwha announced $500 million partnership to invest in Korean culture. And you may in this very moment be going, what's that got to do with me? And we'll tell you. But we're going to take a music break and we're going to remind you, question of the day.
Question of the day.
What's your favorite album or movie of 2025? I have yet to see anyone answer that in the text thread. So I'll be here, four eyes open.
Don't get in trouble, y'all.
Waiting to see what you guys enjoyed this year. Get to work. Disney.
I'm going to tell you straight up. The only way that I will allow you to be my bodyguard is if you call me Eddie.
Call you who?
Eddie.
Eddie?
Listen. The instructions are in the song.
No, they're actually not.
No?
He says you can call me Al, but his name is Paul. And so I don't understand why I'm calling him Al. Is Betty's name Elizabeth? Are we saying call me nicknames? Is that what call me Al means? And I have a whole cousin who, unfortunately, more like a brother.
Yeah.
Shares that name, and Al was never a nickname. And why do four letter names need nicknames?
They're already one syllable.
Yeah, fam, how much shorter do I need? I go to two.
That's interesting.
Is that what that's about?
I'm not sure, but now I want to know.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we got
to get to the goods because Matt jumped in. Good morning, Matt.
Maddie.
How you doing? How's life? We get.
Oh, wait. Give people a question first.
Oh, question of the day is your album or movie of the year. You could also give both. You don't. And if you are like me and Maddie over here, you maybe don't have a one. Maybe you've got a few. No particular order from Matt. Sinners, sadly, only saw this in the theaters twice. Long Legs and The Ugly Stepsister. Long Legs is 2024. I believe Matt came back and said, sorry, that's 2024.
And offered a substitute. The Long Walk.
Oh, added The Long Walk. Haven't seen The Long Walk yet.
Stephen that's, King John.
Yep. Yeah, Sinners is definitely up there for me. Can't say Long Legs. Haven't seen The Ugly Stepsister. Adding it to what to watch before the year is over.
Data farming.
You know, I almost said something about it and decided against it to, you know, sort of show solidarity with you in this moment, but out the window, brother.
I appreciate the attempt, though.
Yeah, well, I wish I could say the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
I cannot.
Fine. Matt said, as a mailman, I felt this movie too much, talking about The Long Walk.
Man,
I can't wait to see that. The reboot of Hand That Rocks the Cradle was a huge letdown. What did they do?
First of all,
Monroe.
That was not the question of the day, but I am so happy that you said it, that you answered that way, because sometimes that's just as important to me, is What was such a bummer?
Oh, what was your letdown?
What was your letdown of the year? Because how do you mess that up? Hand That Rocks the Cradle should be terrifying. To be making it in 2025.
Yeah.
It should be really good.
Yeah. It should be.
So again, that wasn't shade when I said that's not the question. I'm seriously grateful for
that. Did we add that to Monday? Best and worst?
Letdowns is what I liked.
Letdowns.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Maddie, you're co-producing Monday show. Thank you. Blobfish says, favorite album of the year is hard, but one of my favorite local albums is Motrick Earth.
Ooh.
Okay.
This is a data farm.
It is a data farm.
Is everybody taking notes? I am currently taking notes.
AJ said, Silence. I enjoyed Silence this year. At least I tried to.
Morning, AJ.
My favorite book of the year was A Sky Full of Elephants by Sebo Campbell.
Yeah.
Oh, you know this book. You've heard about this.
I do.
All right. It's all about the whites in America with 3 Ks drowning themselves and what happens in their delightful absence. What's this called? The what's in the... the cloud?
Elephants in the sky.
A sky full of elephants?
Yeah.
Sky full of elephants. Okay. AJ's a reading somebody. Keeps a book.
Got to.
Or two.
Yeah. Now, I will say that. This is a thing that I have not been able to actually do.
Yeah?
Read multiple books at a time.
Never.
I can certainly watch multiple TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not at the same time, you guys, but, you know.
Yeah. I've never been able to read multiple books at a time. I get locked in.
Yeah. I get really locked into the story. And I want to finish. I want to know what happens before starting a whole nother story.
Yeah, yeah.
And I admire, Bree reads multiple books at a time. Yep. And I'm like, how are you tracking?
I think especially for me with works of fiction, like you were just saying, I need to be in this story. I need to be immersed in this until this plays out. I can't jump into something else. Well, whereas I see if I were to try maybe reading a work of fiction and a nonfiction at the same time, maybe, you know what I'm saying? I might be able to pull that off. Mm-hmm. It's maybe something I'm reading for research is a break from something, you know, a fantasy novel I'm reading or something like that. I could see that happening. Not something I'm trying to, you know, jump in and see if I can pull off here. There's no, you know, cash prize. You don't have to read 2 books at the same time.
I don't know.
You know. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a readathon. We got to do a few.
Are we getting a pizza party?
We have surprise. To do. Well, I don't know.
Joe Corby pizzas. What are we doing?
Okay,
Otis Spunkmeyer cookies.
Never heard of who's the first person you
Joe,
said?
Joe Corby.
Never heard of Joe. Or the Corbys. I don't know if that's an East Coast thing or if that is, you know, the West Coast version's name is Pizza Hut. I don't know.
Well, I shouldn't have said Joe Corby pizza.
Okay.
Joe Corby pizzas is a thing.
Okay.
It's for fundraising. So how you guys used to sell candy bars for fundraisers?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Otis Spunkmeyer cookies for fundraisers? No?
I never sold the cookies for fundraisers, but mm-hmm. I did buy and eat a lot of them from
Joe Corby
store.
Pizza kits. We used to, hello. That's how we knew those Spunkmeyer cookies were good. When I refused to do them as a fundraiser, but then I bought one from the store. Was like, oh, this is what they taste like?
Fam.
Holy smokes. But yeah, Joe Corby was pizza kits that we would sell.
Oh, so you bake it home?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Little Papa Murph,
yeah. They had kids running around selling that. And with the fundraisers, it's like, what are we even raising funds for? I know they're telling us this is what we're raising funds for, but where's this money really going?
It's a field trip.
Yep.
And cocaine, probably.
For the gym teacher.
Not my experience, but definitely, you know, believable.
Yeah.
Believable.
Yeah. So I like it. I like album or movie of the year, letdown of the year. I think we should also put television show or series.
Album, series. movie, mm-hmm. books.
We're asking you for your lists.
Of the year.
Boom.
Best or letdown.
Boom. She's doing that thing where she's looking at me and typing to prove that she has the ability to type really well.
I actually am not doing that to prove to you that I can type really well. I can type really well, and I don't have to look at my hands or the screen. And so that's just actually me typing.
Tony Stark meme.
Wow. Okay. And I'm going to get into a story before it's time for us to leave.
Okay.
We didn't get to this on Monday, but we really, really wanted to.
Yes.
The Portland Clean Energy Fund is getting some targets, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yes, this is one of those stories where the numbers matter, of course, but the timing matters even more. Because timing always tells on people. I don't know if you know that, Ambush, but
I do.
You know, I am a person you really don't want to get too much into an argument with, because I will look at the timestamps of the, you know,
exchanges
of the exchanges. And I will then make sure that that has something to do with it, if it does, in fact, have something to do with it. You know? Just gonna, no, you weren't actually where you said you were.
You weren't.
You weren't. And this screenshot here proves it. Anywho, PSEF, something voters approved back in 2018, they just approved $64 million for 60 community-led climate and environmental justice projects across the city. And these aren't random projects. They are designed to prioritize communities of color, disabled folks, and people who've been locked out of good paying jobs. The intent was clear from day one. Here's the part that some folks are forgetting. This fund was not supposed to get this big. And by supposed to, I mean expected to. Voters were told it would raise somewhere between $30 and $90 million a year. Instead, it's bringing in about $200 million annually. And that's when the vibes changed. Public programs are celebrated until they actually were.
Because, right, as this $64 million gets approved, there's suddenly a loud push to redirect clean energy fund money to the police. It's almost like they don't know anywhere else to put things. A task force suggested using the money for so-called general priorities. And now there's a petition effort backing that idea, which means the quiet part is officially out loud. Police funding is always framed as urgent, but housing, climate, and community investment are always framed as optional. There's always money. It's just a question of who is it for? Now critics say the projects are inefficient. They're pointing to the carbon math. They argue the projects reduce carbon at about $730 per ton, while carbon credits cost about $25 per ton. And that sounds wild if carbon is the only thing that you care about. Because carbon credits don't build buildings. They don't train workers. They don't lower people's energy bills. They don't repair decades of disinvestment. Efficiency without equity is just abandonment with math. One of the biggest grants went to the Black Business Hub in North Portland, a community-controlled, energy-efficient building with solar, mass timber, and insulation above code, built for a historically displaced Black community. Critics say it's expensive for the amount of carbon reduced.
But displacement is expensive.
Right.
Poverty is expensive. Neglect is expensive. We don't just put those costs in the spreadsheet. You know, like they just don't get put down anywhere. If it doesn't show up on the budget, they pretend it doesn't exist. And this isn't just Portland. Whenever climate is tied to racial justice or community ownership, it suddenly becomes controversial. But no one asks police budgets cost per outcome. No one asks how many tons of safety did we get with this.
Right.
Only some budgets have to prove they deserve to exist. So this isn't really climate versus safety. It's about who public money is allowed to serve and who has to justify their humanity every single time. If this fund wasn't working, they'd call it useless. And now that it is working, they say it's too much. Like, this is literally the way that it goes.
Yep. Yep.
The fund is working. You know what's interesting? And maybe I don't remember this all the way, you know? But I do remember that Measure 110.
Yep.
Was supposed to do a few things. And instead, money was blocked. Programs never started. Programs didn't receive their funding. Things didn't happen. So then we were able to say generally. Okay. But it doesn't work.
Didn't work.
Oh, no. You got to take that back. Everything's getting worse. Everything's worse. I also remember when cannabis was legalized and there was this projection of a certain amount of money that would come in from tax dollars from that. And it was exponentially more, you know, like hundreds of millions more than they thought it would be. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me. And there was this panic. What should we do with that money? That right. money shouldn't just, you know, I don't know, not be stolen by the police. I mean, we are such an unserious nation, but certainly sometimes a very unserious city and state. When you have an understanding of the harm that the big war on drugs and very specifically marijuana, cannabis, weed, if you understand the harm it's done and the fact that there are people still in prison right now for life, for marijuana, when you understand that people have criminal records that make it so that they can no longer get certain levels of assistance or any sort of job that they have the skills for because they have felonies and marijuana is currently looked at and charged the same as if you were carrying heroin.
Ridiculous.
Or cocaine in any of its various forms. All the same to our justice system. We were supposed to do a lot of things in a restorative way with the money that came, the tax dollars that came from cannabis.
Right.
There was prioritizations that were supposed to happen to the communities that war on drugs ripped apart. That has yet to happen. We do not necessarily know where all of those dollars have gone. But when we know that the dollars are meant to restore or to repair harm that has already been made, somehow those dollars don't find their way to the people that are supposed to get them in a timely manner, in a way that helps their lives.
Because, I mean, Morgan, don't dwell on the past, you know?
Oh.
Harm. Is anyone currently being harmed? Yeah, no? Can't
yes.
hear you. Can't hear you. Oh. Sorry. We can't dwell on the negativity, okay? Let's take these dollars and make sure that we can make our city even safer.
Mm.
More cops on the street. Okay?
Kyle, post, will you just bleep everything he just said? I don't know. It doesn't have to be like one long beep. You could even type in something else for it to say, and an AI voice could say something way cooler than Ambush just said.
Wow. Citizens of Potham, we are in a crisis.
I forgot about Potham.
Potham City is at a crossroads. And we got to be able to take this money and get more police. Did you hear there's an investigation? Well, I think Councilmember Mitch Green is saying hello. There needs to be some talk, some looking into this $21 million that was supposed to be used for homeless services that somehow has just been sitting.
Didn't get used for homeless services. Well, and we talked about this $21 million, I think, last week. Maybe week before, I don't remember. When the chair was like, hey, man.
Hello.
They told me not to say nothing about that. And I ain't say nothing about it. And yeah. I was confused about it.
And who's the they?
And I do.
You know? Yeah.
And I do want to say something about it now.
So look at that. We have money for all the things. Wowie wee wow. Who would have known? Who could have known? We got a bunch of responses in here. To the question of the day, Kenneth said, I mean, Fallout Season 2 just dropped. Ken, thank you very much. I haven't watched Fallout Season 1. It's one of the shows based on a game, like Borderlands.
Oh.
I haven't played Fallout, but because Fallout Season 2 dropped, and because I'm seeing all the excitement about it and people saying how great Season 1 was, I'm like, you know, maybe I should get the game. So I have the games.
Oh, geez Louise.
Morgan, I have a PlayStation Plus, so a lot of the stuff was just free. You
know, just oh my God, help.
Library for free.
Help.
Yes. So I have the games. I haven't started them. And I don't know whether it's one of those situations where if I watch the movie, will it spoil the games? Which has been my hang up with The Last of Us. That's why I haven't watched any of it. So, yeah. If you can give me any insight on that, Ken, that would be great. All right. I've had my moment. We've got more texts.
We do.
Rudo, morning Rudo, says General Priorities was Ambush's backyard wrestling name.
Never Junkyard General Priorities. Well, we didn't know that there was any sort of contest for like fiance listener, you know, quotes becoming merch or anything. Like General Priorities with an image of Ambush in a backyard wrestling outfit has to now come to fruition, does it not?
It does. I got to be jumping off the top. I got to be jumping off someone's like patio roof.
1,000%.
Under a table in someone's backyard. General Priorities. Yes.
That's amazing. Ooh, good morning, Dibs. Dib said, once again, your show has opened my sleepy eyes on the reality of our government's failure. Keep on keeping on. You know, Dibs, in all honesty, so many failures right now. Really hard to keep your finger on the pulse of how many failures are happening in Portland city government. I'm yelling. I'm sorry.
And it shouldn't be this funny, but it is.
It is.
It really is.
It's so bad.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And I'm, you know, shout out to the city council for literally being like, hey guys, you actually have to explain where that $21 million is. You actually can't just have the person resigning tell us they found it and that they didn't say anything about it because they were told not to say anything about it. But also, they are not in the position anymore. You actually have to tell us what happened there.
God, it's so funny. It's so funny.
And the unfortunate thing is I can predict this all the way. Dan Ryan is going to say, hey, guys, slow down.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't actually need to know where that $21 million in my bank account went. Okay? We don't actually need. Do we really need to look into that?
Let's pipe down, guys.
Let's pipe down.
Let's pipe down. Come on. Let's not rush to any investigations.
Right. And when? Then his little pie chart of that $21 million is going to be like 98% to the police,
right.
2% to me.
Winner said, think about it, though. we keep adding police, we will all eventually be police. Crime over. Crime over.
Winner, I have a migraine, okay? Hold the phone.
Finito. Crime done. Dust your hands off. Crime's done.
I know that we're... I need a moment.
Winner said, Cop City now.
This is literally, and I, you're not going to like this, Ambush, but this is Batman's thinking.
Oh. No. He is anti-GPD.
Okay.
That's why he works with the commission, because he can't trust the force.
The Ambush?
Yeah. The Gotham mob families own the GPD.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And the city of Portland's...
Potham City.
The sum of Potham City's finest. Potham is insane. I can't believe that we have continued to say this.
AJ said that in the text. Like,
wow. I just mean, you know,
yeah.
If we all become
Popo,
the better. Whatever Batsy is trying to do, you know, if everybody becomes moral, I don't know. Like, unpoor. How about
unpoor us all?
Which he could.
And he really
Which could. Is really wild, you know? How about you bust open the Wayne Foundation checkbook, my man? Pay a tax or two.
Pay a tax or two is crazy.
This one says, wasn't Diabolical Dan over housing? He should... Hella... He should be being dragged right now. What's his role in this mess? He is the mess.
Yes, AJ. That is correct.
Oh, I didn't see the...
Oh, yeah.
Girl, he is the mess.
Full mess.
And I know you know that, but and now I'm yelling again. Apologies. His job.
Whole job.
There's not enough skewering happening. Like, he's supposed to be being skewered right now.
Right.
I just want y'all to remember that they used to say the most dastardly things about Joanne Hardesty, about jobs she never held.
Yep.
The things she was never responsible for. He continues to be responsible for things that are falling apart, that don't get their funding, that the right organizations or people do not get the funding that is supposed to be the intended promise of whatever fund it is that he somehow has scope over. And he continues to show up and say, I'm the man for the job. You have done nothing but be an enemy of progress, be a roadblock.
Yep. He's one, I'm sure of it. So much has been done under his watch right now that he's like one investigative report away from retiring from politics.
Nah, gotta be. Yeah. Gotta be. I am waiting for the...
Alex Zelensky?
Yes.
Yeah. He's one, you know, not pie chart, but like timeline.
Just one tick away.
Yeah.
From a, they all connect.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, his hands are everywhere.
Yep.
I don't know that this is Rudo, but I think it's Rudo.
What do you say?
Because this text says Falcone and Flavel.
Yeah.
And I...
Yes. Yes.
I had to bite my fist. There's teeth marks. Because too good.
Yeah.
Too good. Is it Falcone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not messing that up.
No, that is one of the mob families in Gotham City.
And the Flavels, obviously, famously from Potham.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Felony Flats.
A text from earlier asking about, you know, albums of the year.
Oh.
Bleeds. It's an album by Wednesday.
Okay.
And then same person said, my 7-year-old daughter says, Noga Arez's The Vandalists. We're putting the list together.
First of all, thank you for including your daughter in the question of the day. That is
heck yeah,
fantastic parenting.
Yeah, for sure.
And great on the way to school conversation.
I know.
You know, is that what was happening? Are we in the car on the way to school?
Probably.
I do remember having very fond memories of my dad taking me to school.
Mm-hmm.
And he would ask me those kind of things. Like, but my dad listened to right-wing talk radio on purpose because he said you had to know your enemy.
Boom.
So I listened to Rush Limbaugh a lot in the morning on the way to school. And I did not like that.
You knew very early on, I don't like this guy.
Very early on. It helped me, actually. Yeah. Spot who these people, you know, folks like that are, I guess. Shout out to my dad for once right now.
Same. Same experience. Similar experience.
Listening to the right-wing talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Dad, put on 1480 KBMS. Which, if you are not, you know, an older person from Portland, you may not know 1480. But that was the black station that is where you would get any sort of culture.
Nice.
And he would let me, you know, we would listen to that a lot. But in the morning, what's going on with Rush?
What's happening? What's Rush talking about?
Word. Awful. Yeah. But the fun of being able to be asked questions that were asked to an adult and you get to answer it, I used to love that.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
Keep the kiddies involved.
100% dad talk on school ride. Yes. Yes. I love it.
Nice.
All right. Well, I think it would be cool.
Another musical break?
If we had a little music break before we move into another story.
Cool beans. Music break it is. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, don't forget, the question of the day is, what is your favorite album, movie, or show of the year?
Yeah.
You can also tell us your biggest letdown.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Catch you in a sec. And we are right back at you. Welcome back to News My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Right here on X-Ray FM. Join the conversation. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. We've been asking all throughout the show, what is your movie of the year? What is your show of the year? What is your book of the year? Also, what are some of your letdowns?
You get to decide. You don't have to do a whole list of like, here's my best, here's my worst, you know, just trying to give you options so you find a way to participate.
So we've been getting some great texts throughout the show. Just got Blobfish. Favorite show this year has been News of My Fiance. A bright spot of real talk every Thursday for me. Hello.
Blobfish, are you trying to make us cry?
You certainly got Morgan tearing up in the corner over here. Blobfish. Good job.
Big hearts.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. That's, whew. Yeah. It feels good. Again, I feel sorry for people that don't have the opportunity to work with a live audience, like podcasters.
Mm.
You know, it's you don't really get you the opportunity to get that feedback in the moment. And it's moments like this when, you know, our Thursday mornings are filled with texts and our Monday nights are filled with comments in the chat that we really, really, we feel the love and support, you guys. So thank you so, so much. For real.
Definitely.
Winner says, this man channels Curtis Mayfield talking about a one man hunt.
If I could just take a second before you move on to the rest of
text. Yeah.
Text. You're absolutely right, Winner. If you aren't familiar with Van Hunt,
Get familiar.
He also channels Prince real well.
He also channels Stevie
Wonder real well. The funk, the soul, the neo soul that he sort of started with. The first album is a self-titled album, and then the second one I think is Character.
Mm.
And listen to those two albums today. Come back. Talk to me about it. Send me a DM.
Projects. MJ definitely put me down with Van Hunt. Definitely.
One of my absolute favorite singers, writers, too. Like,
did you ever get to see him perform?
I did, actually, multiple times. Thank you.
You and Lily?
The first time I went with our friend Tim in Seattle. Saw him in Seattle at the Showbox, which is exactly where I first saw Kanye West.
Great.
It was amazing. And we got to say hi to him and say, you know, like he was standing outside. So it was like,
That's wild.
Yeah. And then I saw him at the Doug Fir here.
Nice.
Twice.
The Doug
twice
Fir.
At Doug Fir.
Wow.
One was a surprise, like sort of punk show. And I was unprepared for that.
Van Hunt Punk?
Yeah. I was unprepared, but it was, you know, like.
Okay.
I dug in.
All right. The voice is still the same.
Yeah.
Rudo said, my kid Ramona introduced me to a Mexican-American female-fronted band, Destroy Boys.
Come
their
on.
Their new album, Funeral Soundtrack, number 4, owned by 2025.
Shout out to Ramona.
Right?
Keep putting your dad on. Kids.
For real.
I know Ramona, I don't think Ramona's a kid, but when you're a kid, when you're someone's kid, you're always a kid, right?
You're always a kid.
You're always someone's kid. Kids, keep putting your parents on. Because you make your parents so much better and more well-rounded when they can enjoy something you enjoy.
Right. Oh, got another one here. Hey, hey. Hope you all are having a good holiday season. It's Jeremy and Booker from Pink House
Mondays.
Hello. Listening in our drive to school. Booker says his album of the year is Never Enough by Turnstile.
Okay.
Which I will make my answer too. Because there is nothing better than sharing music with your kid.
So true.
Happy holidays to you both, even in the worst of times. Thank you.
Oh,
happy
man.
Holidays to you too.
Big, big love, Jeremy and Booker.
X-ray love.
Big X-ray love. Big human love. There really is, like, one of my most favorite things about growing up is the experience of music with my dad.
Yeah.
And him putting me on. Well, you got to listen to this one. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay, so you liked that. Let me give you this. Like, so good.
Hmm.
This one says, remind me one year, best movie, 2026, Melania. Oh.
That's MJ's bestie.
Okay. Okay, real quick.
I heard the trailer drop yesterday.
So I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
And what I think very first thing I saw this morning was what I thought was a joke, and maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was like, hats off. First of all, it was like Melania in that hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, hats off to Melania for the best movie of the year or something. And I was like, what?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Apparently she's dropping her biopic next year.
Who plays her?
I'm not sure. Or maybe it's just a biography. Or a documentary of some sort.
Okay.
As you can tell, I'm
excited
pretty froggy
for next year.
On the details.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. Yeah.
Dib said, one of my favorite releases this year was from Black Taffy called Out Moon. He's from Dallas. It's like film noir hip hop. What?
Yeah, I'm about to check that out.
Okay, gonna have to check that out.
Hello. Hello. Film noir hip hop. Give to me.
Black Taffy sounds like a great strain.
It does. Ooh, indica for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Hale and Wheeler, Manzanita and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. It definitely does sound like a strain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that? Oh, this is that Black Taffy.
Hey!
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, last time you gave me some of that Black Taffy,
to the moon.
Done. I was done.
It's out to the moon.
Yeah.
Come on! We can do this.
We can do this.
Honestly, I'm a little worried now about our time. I think getting into another story is going to put us in peril.
I think this is a precursor and a great lesson to be learned for our Monday night show. The topic of your whatever for the year is a very engaging one, and it will eat up a lot of the show. So we got to prepare ourselves for that and not write too many stories for Monday night. Because we can get it popping back and forth, forth and back, you know?
Word to Aaliyah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you should play. Oh. That's
yeah. We haven't even like put forth our votes yet.
No. You know what well, I'm saying? I did tell my albums.
Your top threes, yeah.
Yeah, my album.
I'm so curious. Yeah, that's tough. Hey, from your top three.
Yeah.
I think I can pick out which two are going to be make it to the top two for you.
Do you want to throw that claim down now?
Yeah. It's going to be between GNX and Wale's album.
Wow.
I think those are the two contenders for that number one spot. I think you love the clips, but these two artists specifically hold a place in your heart, and these projects specifically too. Like, taking nothing away from the Clips' album at all, because there's nothing you can take away from that album.
No.
No. Not at all.
This is pretty amazing. Yeah. I will save my thoughts for Monday, or do you want me to tell you?
No, save them for Monday. We just got to remember to, yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like we'll get them, because you'll narrow it down for Monday's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Look at you. You don't want to get too much away, and I like it.
I really don't. I mean,
doing a good job.
Because I'm learning, I'm not great with hints. You know, I give some hints, like, I think I've done a great job, and then I accidentally just gave you the answer.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't want to tell on myself. So I'll just leave it at that.
Good job. Excellent.
As I was taught to say, I don't answer questions from the police. So.
Wow. Yeah, we do need to get a camera in here. Because my face. Whoa. Okay. Today's show was made possible thanks to Morgan Jones and 1DJ Ambush, our illustrious podcast editor, Kyle G of Residual Audio.
Bum, 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 bum.
Kyle will make sure all of your amazing texts and conversations make it into the description of the show. And I am updating the playlist to get the last song in there.
It's going to be something I pick.
Oh, okay.
It's not yours.
No.
You already picked it, you guys.
I already picked it. And
wouldn't have been my choice.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you know something right now. You cannot make me laugh this much on an empty stomach, okay? You're setting me up for cramps for the rest of the day. And I don't, you know, got to chill out. Got to dial it back.
Are you bleeding from your wherever? What do you mean?
Bleeding out my eyes wherever. Lord of mercy. We will catch you guys on Monday night for our last show of the year. I'm very excited.
25.
Very excited. We've been consulting with our crew. We've been consulting with LNJ Industries. We got some ideas going into this last show. I would definitely recommend keeping your peepers peeped on our Instagram, on the News of My Fiance Instagram. We've been making some announcements on there for the last show of the year.
I've also been doing some fantastic meme farming.
She has.
And a lot of screen recording for greatness. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to have a day off for my parents coming up. So I might actually be able to do something with it.
Hello.
Share it, as they say.
Well, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for Tom Hartman. And we have a hand raised in the back of the class.
This never happens, but the very last text that I see says, great show this morning and every Thursday. News with My Fiance is the best strain and the best show on the sphere. Love you too. Happy holidays. And we could not end the show.
Thank you, Phil.
Without reading that. That was Phil?
That was Phil.
Phil, happy holidays. Thank you for calling us a strain.
What? We need that.
Now we're going to have to talk to the entire cannabis industry to figure out how we can become one.
Facts.
We love you all. Join us Monday.
Where's the bye?
Oh, you already said Tom Hartman. Okay. Bye.